Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's Dan Campbell talking about calling plays. And so
when did you – I can't recall when the first time it was brought up that maybe Dan Campbell's calling plays. So when he's got the glasses on, it's pretty obvious. Yeah. He's got the menu in front of him. But he didn't did he start the game like that?
I don't know. It was early in the game where there were cutaway shots with him holding the menu and appeared to be reading the menu.
Because they started off touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. So it's like if John Morton was calling plays to start off – not like you did a bad job.
Do you remember Friday's show? I made the comments about kind of reading some tea leaves. It felt like a John Morton game. It wasn't a John Morton game. It already had been a John Morton game the previous Sunday. There was something odd about the news conference on Thursday that had me changing my tune on Friday. Then I made a phone call and came away with the impression that I came up with the impression that John Morton was feeling the heat and that the heat was being turned up. And I don't, this is me talking. I don't know this for a fact. Right. Okay. I want to make sure. My sense was the heat was being turned up from inside the building on John Morton. And look, I want him to be successful. I want all the coaches to be successful, but that was my takeaway after watching Thursday, and it prompted a phone call. But I didn't know. Obviously, didn't know it was this.
No, and apparently the team knew last week going into preparations that this was going to happen. But everybody is doing everything they can to make sure that everyone understands this is not like some big deal. This is nowhere near the same situation when Dan Campbell took over for Anthony Lynn. It's not the same situation. Jared Goff was asked about it. He basically said the same thing. It's like, no, it's completely different.
Yeah.
So I think they're all trying to insulate and protect John Morton a little bit here. And I think it's important that they do, because they clearly value John Morton, what he can, what he means to his team.
Seems to be.
It's just a little bit different here. I don't know if this is this really any different than what Andy Reid did in Kansas City? Yeah, he's got an offensive coordinator, but it's Andy Reid. Yep. You know, and We've said this all along with Dan Campbell from the first year when he took over for Anthony Lynn. It's Dan Campbell. You know, it's his world. You're just allowed to live in it. And Ben Johnson takes over play calling, but, you know, it's still Dan Campbell, and he's going to have influence. He's going to be able to say what he wants. Just so happened yesterday's game looked like for a good portion, if not the majority of the game, he was calling plays. We'll see if that continues moving forward, but for the game last night, it mattered, and it was a, you know, near flawless performance by the offense.
I don't know how you can go back, though, Gator. That's the thing. And from the fan point of view, not that they're the ones coaching or making any decisions, they're definitely not going to want to go back to John Morton calling plays. And I think the difference with the other scenarios are, I don't care what you say, this was a demotion. They took the book away from him from calling plays. And he's taking it, I'm sure, like a good soldier would, and everyone's saying all the right things. But this is not something you want if you're an offensive coordinator who has been calling plays for 7-8 games to start the year and then not. You know,
certainly not. I mean, the question is, what do you do with this the rest of the way? And if John Morton can contribute and help in any way, you contribute and help in any way, and you worry about the rest later. You just because right now it's on to Philly. Like, okay, we don't need to talk about anything else except how do they beat Philly, and we'll get to the bigger picture stuff later. But right now, how do we put together a game plan to beat the Philadelphia Eagles next Sunday night? 248-539-9797. Let's talk to the people. We go to Mark here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mark.
Doug and Gator calling from D.C.
Oh, cool.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
I think Vilma was spot on. Lions fans bought. I was at the game yesterday. The Lions fans bought up almost all of the lower bowl seats, especially behind the Lions bench, and we were the loudest. So I think he was certainly spot on. Wow.
You think it was more Lions fans than Commanders fans?
Well, you thought it was closer to 40% anyway.
Yeah, 40%, and they left pretty early. So you know, by the third quarter, and the Lions fans from the upper bowl came down. It felt like a home game in there.
Wow!
And you know, the Lions they looked great. Look, when they were playing Madden, they could have done anything they wanted on offense yesterday. And that's the frustrating thing about the Minnesota game. It's you know, had they made that adjustment to quick passes, probably could have won that game.
Well, I don't know what it was, whether it was an adjustment to quick passes.
I think there's different personnel, too.
Yeah,
I think Minnesota is a better defensive team.
You got to be able to run the ball. But at the end of the day, you look at the Bills. Okay, the Bills just inverted with the Lions. The Bills are coming off a huge win over Kansas City last Sunday. Huge moment for them. Statement in the AFC. And they got on the road, and they get smacked by the Dolphins. The Lions laid their egg last Sunday, come back, and annihilate the Commanders. And I, you know, it's just the performance from week to week is you wonder why. And we kind of ask Goff this, how come you just don't look the best every week? And I mean, it's not easy. It's team. And by the way, credit Minnesota for coming up with a hell of a game plan that worked against the Lions offense on that day.
Well, and Minnesota lost yesterday to the Ravens 27-19, but it wasn't for lack of defensive effort. Lamar Jackson was 17 out of 29 for 176 yards and one touchdown. They ran for 4.2 yards per carry. So they ran better against the Vikings than the Lions did. But, I mean, that's still, it's only 330 yards in offense. It's not a ton for a team that is as explosive as Baltimore can be. The Vikings defense is good. Quite good. In fact, they stiffened up. Baltimore had to settle for a bunch of field goals in that game.
Jonathan is next. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, yes. I'm Doug. Hi, Gator. What's from up? Delaware. I talked to you guys before. I went to the Lions Ravens game on my birthday and went to the Lions Commanders game yesterday.
Yeah.
I agree with Mark. A lot of Lions fans is in the lower bowl. Oh my God. Andy and Jared Goff, MVP. And I am going to the Lions Eagles game next Sunday. I think we can beat the Eagles.
Wow. You live in Delaware and they've made three trips your direction.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's crazy.
Ravens, and Eagles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And,
What was that?
I said, yeah, I was just saying, yeah, you get the Ravens, the Commanders, and now the Eagles. That's pretty sweet.
I live like a half hour away from Philly, and I think we can beat them. If Dan, I think Dan Campbell should say play call as a play caller right now. Just smash Jameer Gibbs up the middle, you know, in Montgomery. I think right now they're better than Saquon Barkley this year. I think we can beat Philly. Go Lions.
Well, I mean, I don't know that there's any argument to not have Dan Campbell calling plays. at this point, what's the debate? Now, he did make the comment that everybody, you know, you have your game day duties, and when he's calling plays, it kind of shifts everything around. Like there was the young coach that was standing next to him that told him to challenge the Khalif Raymond catch. You could just see him take his headset off and say, challenge that, and he dropped the red flag immediately. So there's communications. They have to shift around some responsibilities, and other people have to step it up, and that's perfectly fine. But it does shift around a lot of people's responsibilities. And but look, they were able to do it yesterday. It's going to be really, really interesting if they can do it against Philly. If the Lions offense looks like this kind of well-oiled machine, or I mean, not even, they don't even have to look this good, but if they're good on Sunday against the Eagles, you can pretty much lock this in the rest of the season. I don't know that you can't do that already, but 248-539-9797. Hey, on Mondays we do Champ and Chump of the Weekend. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stunk? We will get to our nominations today at 10:35. Brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights. That at 10:35. We'll get your Champ and Chump votes in as well. Who do you got for Champ and Chump of the Weekend? It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.